You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon, the 30th day of April. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Hey, Mark. It was a cold April, but we're going to finish on a much warmer note across the Midwest. What a nice day today.
Yeah, certainly is today here, Todd. And just compared to what we've been through here in the West, let alone much of the Central and Eastern U.S. this April, yeah, even normal weather just feels so warm here. Actually going to be turning warmer than normal over the next several days. And overall, the pattern for the first half of May, much different compared to what we've seen here in April. We're not totally going the exact opposite. We're getting a distinct warmer than normal and highly anomalous warm pattern here in the Corn Belt, but certainly warm bias variability here, where temperatures averaging out to be a little bit warmer than normal over time. Certainly much different here and certainly needed to help improve soil temperatures to levels that would be supportive of corn germination here, the portion of the crop that's been seeded. Now, while temperatures are going to be warming up, we are going to see rainfall prospects beginning to increase. So after this past week and a half of fairly open weather across much of the Midwest, that's going to come to an end here starting tomorrow night and going on through the remainder of this week and on into next week. There's going to be multiple waves of low pressure tracking across the Corn Belt. And with those waves, that will produce periodic rain activity. And overall, when you kind of add up the amounts here for this week, it does look like the vast majority of the Midwest, especially in areas of Iowa here in Illinois, and even on into the Eastern Belt, where we're seeing some of the heavier rains here in excess of 1 inch, even a few areas more than 2 inches. And then again, that active pattern looks to continue with, again, a majority of the Corn Belt picking up significant rains next week.
Is it much different than we normally would have in May, so that producers are in the field and then out of the field and then back in the field again?
This week looks a distinct wetter than normal week once it kicks in here on Wednesday and goes through basically Thursday and wraps up in Friday in the Eastern Belt. Next week is looking a little more, normal-ish. So you might, compared to this week, maybe an extra day or two of dry conditions in between those rains, but next week looks more normal overall.
And then if you could check in on wheat conditions across the United States for me.
Yeah, here in the Midwest for the soft red winter wheat and down in the Delta too, overall with the warmer weather here, that's going to help to accelerate crop development. Soil moisture conditions are in good shape. The area that's still seeing deficits here on soil moisture, that continues to be portions of the Plains hard red winter wheat belt. There's been some rains here in recent weeks, but overall going forward, we don't see a very favorable pattern, especially for the driest areas in the western plains, western Kansas down to the Texas Panhandle. Rainfall looks more limited in those areas, and that is the focus of attention in the plains.
And then finally, check in on the second crop or Safrinha corn for me in Brazil.
Yeah, April looks to go down into the books here as one of the driest Aprils this decade across areas of Paraná and Mato Grosso do Sul, the southern portion of the Safrinha Corn Belt in Brazil. And this week is going to feature more of the same, dry conditions, warmer than normal temperatures. We do see opportunities for rain, though, in week two as this very unsettled conditions across Argentina begins to shift northward into that area, providing relief for the southern Safrinha Corn Belt in Brazil.
Hey, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Todd.
You have a good week. That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.